I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The globalized economy has created a world in which you can watch an Indian cricket match on TV in a Budapest bar, and where you can send your mother-in-law in Iowa flowers picked fresh in Colombia. But some aspects of globalization aren't so nice. Documentary filmmaker Tim Samuels has been investigating the globalization of pornography. The results of his reporting will be seen on BBC TV in the series Hardcore Profits. Samuels says porn producers may not realize what effect their films are having in places as far away as Western Africa.
In Ghana, you see the most extraordinary impact of the mainstream Western pornography, which is predominantly made in Los Angeles and is predominantly condom-free. That pornography somehow makes its way to even the most remote and obscure parts of Ghana in Africa. There are villages which don't even have electricity, where people live in mud huts, where generators get wheeled into the village and mud huts get turned into impromptu pornographic cinemas. And those films from Los Angeles get shown. And the impact is chilling. The films, as I said, don't have condoms. People copy what they see. And they say to me they've contracted HIV as a direct result of copying the films they've seen. And there are also outbreaks of sexual violence after the films are shown, where the young men are so excited by what they've seen that women in the village, I'm told, have been raped straight after the films have been shown. So an extraordinary consequence of globalization from an industry in Los Angeles having an impact in Africa.
It sounds like what you're saying here is that what's happening in Los Angeles is actually causing sexual crimes in Ghana. Is there any other evidence aside from that?
I mean, there is. I mean, beyond Ghana, we tried to procure some other evidence and spoke to health professionals in other developing countries. In Tanzania, a similar case came up where the videos were also shown in remote areas and women were assaulted thereafter. In India, cases where kids have dropped out of school because they've become addicted to this mainstream and hardcore pornography, again coming from America. And even in Papua New Guinea, there were doctors who said that they've had to deal with cases of young men putting ball bearings down their penises to try and keep up with the impressive nature of the porn stars they've been watching in films. So it's anecdotal, but there is a sense that these films, which are so much more easily available now through the internet and through pirated DVDs, are having an impact in the countries where you really don't want them to.
Are there anti-porn activists in rural Ghana, and what do those detractors say about what's going on?
I mean, there aren't. The places we were filming at, were, as I said, some of them didn't have electricity, let alone lobbying groups to worry about pornography. Any healthcare which is being doled out there is primary healthcare. And, you know, feminism hasn't really quite kicked in a big way in rural Ghana. But the powers that be over there are worried about this. You know, some of the people I met said the only sex education they've ever had is from watching these films. So, you know, it might be old news for us that the safe sex message, it might go back to the 80s in Britain and America. But it's not old news in the areas of the world where that message is most critical. So when you have young men in their 20s saying to me, well, no one ever told me anything. I had no sex education as a kid, and the only education I got was from these videos from Los Angeles without condoms. That's what I saw. That's what I copied. That's how I got HIV.
Is there a porn industry at all in West Africa or anywhere in Africa?
There is a porn industry which comes out of Nigeria. And when you walk around the streets of Accra, the capital in Ghana, you can buy the African porn and you can also buy the bootlegged American porn, the pirated copies. Interestingly enough, for some reason, the American porn is slightly cheaper, which again is another reason why it's more prevalent. So there is, and the African porn also has a much higher use of condoms than the American porn.
We have a clip from this documentary. We're going to hear Professor Sachi Awuku-Amoah, the head of the National AIDS Commission in Ghana, arguing that the American pornography industry, mainly based in Los Angeles, should take responsibility for the problems it's helping to create. Here's Mr. Amoah.
Africans, because of colonization and because of westernization, have more or less their minds tuned to believe that anything coming from the West is the best. Anything that is done by the West is the standard. And therefore, they look at these pornographic films and they think, if this can be done, why can't we try it here?
What do you think Los Angeles and the porn industry should be doing in terms of this problem in Ghana? Do you think that there is a responsibility that lies there?
I think so. Given the amount of money that is made in the industry and the amount of money through pornography, it really could be an idea for them to say, look, there is this extraordinary consequence as a result of the business that we're running. And just to say, look, you know, you guys, maybe there's something you could do. Maybe you could set up a fund to promote sex education in some of these countries. Maybe even make bespoke porn for these countries, which has a safe sex theme to it. You know, if
bespoke, in other words, kind of custom-made porn.
Custom-made porn. You know, if the porn's going to end up in these countries, at least make sure it's porn which promotes safe sex.
Did you speak with anybody in the porn industry in Los Angeles and present them with some of your findings from Ghana, and how did they react?
There was a company who we spoke to who do quite seriously hardcore stuff. They were getting fan mail every week from Ghana. They were getting 2 to 3 letters a week from obscure places in Ghana, from people saying, we love your films, or can we star in your films? And the guy that runs the company was a very decent bloke. He'd actually spent some time in Ghana himself as a young guy. And I gave him a call when I was in Ghana, and he was very concerned by it. I think maybe there needs to be an industry-level response, just to say, you know, maybe step up to the plate, take some responsibility for the products which you're making, and you're making very healthy profits from, and do something to try and offset some of the really quite shocking consequences which could be in store.
Tim Samuels is the producer of a new series for BBC Television called Hardcore Profits. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.